Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
I actually went to the doctors.
Oh.
I got a report back. Says I'm a beast.
A beast?
No, sorry, obese.
Oh.
Obese.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. That's a
welcome
a good
to
day.
The pandemic day. I honestly thought it was a beast, and then I read closer, it was obese. So now I'm going to go to my eye doctor and see if my eyes are better.
Hey, welcome to my world, pal. Look into your future.
That's what you keep on telling me.
I keep saying it. Keep coming true, right? I got 7 years on this guy, and he doesn't believe me. As things change for me, I just say, look in your future, because he bugs me. But now it's all starting to catch up to
him. Yep, it's so true. Like, you are like the Messiah for me now or something. Like,
yeah, I'm fighting as hard as I can, but it's just sometimes I'm not winning.
Oh, no. Yeah, so we've got a very interesting show today. Popular individual in the news for a very long time, Bernie Madoff.
Well, popular news topic. Let's not say popular person.
Well, he's infamous. Yeah. I think with everything that's gone on, there's a whole bunch of first, more information coming out. And what can individuals do to prevent themselves from getting into a Madoff kind of situation? We've got an author of a book and did a lot of research on this man on our show today. We also have an interesting topic. Those over the age of 55 are now looking at dating. They call it, they're going back into the dating world. I think it's a bit more challenging from the individual clients and listeners and viewers. We talk to them about this, and that's one of the biggest challenges, finding that special person.
How do you do it?
Right? How do you do it? So that's going to be an interesting topic today. Markets were very, very, very volatile this week.
Continued, right?
Continued.
Continuation.
Volatile not only in the equity markets, not only in the cryptocurrency markets, but also in the currency markets as well. Canadian dollar swung around quite a bit. We saw other foreign currencies moving around. Yep. There's a lot of movement. We saw some commodities tumble from their peaks.
Yeah, lumber came off hard. You saw lots of them, actually, yeah.
Right.
Oil came down.
So we're getting back into this volatile type of the world. And it's now trying to get, I think it's a tug of war between economics and data and liquidity. People have a lot of money in the markets, and they're seeing the volatility, now they're sort of pull that out. And that liquidity, because they were, and I'm talking mainly about retail investors, not institutional.
Okay.
There's been a lot of money pumped into retail or individuals' hands through programs like the CERB or other types of programs that are out there. And they've been using the markets to make more money on that. And so that was a bunch of liquidity going in. When volatility hits, those people who should not be in those markets start to pair off, start to sell.
Right.
Which I love, because that lets me go shopping and find companies at a cheaper price. But it also brings a lot of pain to people who thought this is not going to go down. And when it does, they start to pull. So you're starting to see that, but then you're starting to see, so there's some decent economic numbers coming out. Decent, not great, but decent. And so a little bit of a tug of war happening on those sides.
Yeah, listen, I like you. I mean, I love the volatility for all the same reasons you do in all the different markets. Right? It's not stock markets, it's bond markets, it's currency markets, it's everything, right? But there's nothing abnormal about what's happening right now. Nothing.
And you're speaking from an experience or wisdom perspective. And when you take it from out of your seat and put yourself into the seat of the investor,
got it,
or the client,
yep,
and it's not normal.
It is normal. We haven't even had a 10% correction.
But think of it from the individual. Think of it from I think investors, and I'm speaking of retail investors, have short memory.
Well, they trade on emotion too. I don't mean to diminish the emotional impact that volatility is having. The only message I want to give is, this is normal. Right? If this scares you, then perhaps you should be looking for help. This is a normal environment. We're going to have some churn here. Why do I say it's normal? Well, think about the environment we're in, Faisal. I mean, you've got people going, like, resuming some form of normal life. Every day, more and more people are resuming normal life. And the demand that they had for the things that they bought in the normal life is starting to come back. And supply chains can't keep up with that right now because there's pandemic and changes. Why would we expect there isn't volatility?
And if you think about different parts of the world are
recovering from this pandemic at different paces.
Right.
So why would we assume that everything is, should be fine?
Correct.
I think sometimes individuals have a lens either from their social media accounts, their the TV or radio they listen to, and they hear. And I'll give you an example. This week, I was watching NHL playoffs.
Yep.
And I don't know if you can watch the Vegas Knights, but it was packed. The entire stadium was full.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, things are great in Vegas. And then you start thinking, maybe things are great again. And so why is there so much volatility if I'm seeing that the hockey rink is packed with over 20,000 people in there?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And so I start to get, you know, emotional about that, meaning that it doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to recalibrate in my head what's going on. And I can tell you that that's some of the driver of individuals.
Right.
Is that, hey, look, things are opening up. We should be way better. But it's not a unified, cohesive return to, quote unquote, the normal.
Yeah. And we all we're always talking about structure and discipline, right? So the churn and the burn that's taking place right now, and the market's trying to price every day what's going on. And like you said, there's liquidity. Some people had leverage. You look at those cryptocurrency markets, you could probably associate some of that pullback with the fact that there might have been some debt and leverage attached to that. People are getting margin called. These exacerbate the problems. Like the short-term price action that we're seeing, the numbers look really big because the indexes are quite high, right? If you were thinking about a 700 or 500 point move 20 years ago relative to what the indexes were.
Correct.
Right? So you got to understand the context of what's happening. You need to understand the context of the day-to-day trading, but you need to also be able to look at what are we investing in? What's the environment? Right? Aside from the day traders, you're not investing in a day trade. You're investing in economic thesis and you're trying to position properly. That structure and discipline becomes important and it armors you against that, right? So I feel for people, I truly do. I feel for the people that are suffering that emotional angst on the volatility that we're seeing, right? The volatility is normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's opportunistic if you're looking at the right areas.
That's correct.
Right? It's short term, right, in nature. And I don't mean it's 1 or 2 days. It could be 6 months of churning, but it is short term in nature if you've got a 30-year investment horizon. Take advantage of the volatility. Take advantage. It is part and parcel of the systemic process of investing, right?
And if you don't know what your advisor is going to do about it, when there's volatility, you need to ask, why is there volatility? Did you forecast this? What's your strategy going forward?
Right.
And what you'll hear from a lot of our peers is just hang in there. That doesn't feel good.
Well, yeah.
Right? Just hang in there means just have patience.
Well, it's not the right answer. The right answer is how do we take advantage of it? What's the playbook say? Right? It's not hang in there.
Totally true. And right. I totally agree with that. So I think if there needs to be your, again, base case scenario.
Right.
If things get better, what do you do? If things become worse, what do you do?
Right.
You just can't say hang in there.
You can't freeze. Freezing is not the answer.
I agree.
Right? Volatility presents opportunity every single time. You just have to find it. What market? What asset class? What geography in the world? What? There's so many places to go. Right?
Correct.
That people have to embrace volatility as opportunity.
And I don't want this to be positioned like it's a roulette wheel. Oh, what number are we going to hit today? Is it this number? No, let's go over here and pick a different number. It's not put all your chips on one number.
Correct.
Spread your money around, diversify it, but understand there's a trend in where the economy is moving.
Yeah.
And how do you capitalize on those opportunities is what you're looking for. At the same time, how do you minimize the downside? We got a bunch of emails from our clients that said, you know what, the volatility we've seen in the markets, I haven't seen in my portfolio, thank you.
Right.
That was a beautiful email that we got from our clients.
Right.
Right. And so when we get that kind of feedback, means we're actually communicating how we're protecting people in volatile times.
And more, and just as important to that, I was going to say more important, not more. Just as important to that is, here's the research that we've done. This is what the next step is. If this happens, we do this. If this happens,
correct,
we do this. So you've got to have that playbook on hand, ready to take advantage of it, right?
And I want to talk about the playbook. I want to talk about our 5-pillar investment strategy. And that is going to be at our next webinar on Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You want to learn how to never get caught in a Madoff situation that could potentially destroy your retirement and then stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.